Calling.
Verbose encounters of the blurred mind, or how a used car alien high-pressured me into a UFO's mobile.
A scientific adventure into disco poetry, for those of us who prefer gallant fantasy over thoughts of lonely nebulae, the air is alive as a savage tribal band searches deepest sonic space.
Have you stared nighttime into the crowds of starlight, as you would unknown into the faces of people that pass in buses and bars, to search out a friend from those faces in space? Have you longed for the companionship of stars? Calling all saucers, calling all saucers, calling intrepid aliens, calling intrepid aliens, calling all saucers, calling star hikers and comet chasers, calling, calling. We know you're there, and of course, much more intelligent than we can imagine. Do you feel pain or need sex? How's the weather on Andromeda? Now, I would have sworn it was a cactus dream, dressed up to look like moonlight. An undertaker embalms the South Texas night, where the spacecraft hover and dart like dragonflies, solid state, 3x3 in blind psychic formation. Always watching, always wishing, solitary sentries stare. Perhaps the very kind get a glimpse, or the very young, or the very drunk, perhaps the very wise, who knows, the very lucky, all longing and beckoning souls, all longing and beckoning souls. South Texas is very close to space, ladies and gentlemen, all longing and beckoning souls. Calling all visitors, calling all scouts, calling the ears and eyes of light-year spies, all eavesdrop celestials and extraterrestrials, calling all drifting modules, maroons and castaways. We shine for you like a beacon from the mothership. Calling, calling, calling. And then it happens. On Reason's night off, the Polaroid is empty. No tape in the machine, no movie crew. The senses must verify the senses.
Suddenly, the disco beat pops through the night-chilled air in South Texas, deep and clear as the shaman's gaze. Peyote.
Twice the speed of light, leave the future behind.
Nobody will ever believe my story. Nobody will ever believe my song.
Then he said to me, in plain telepathy, saucer crew. I'm no shucking driver, just a back taxi driver never pushed my Chevy 1-2.
Nobody will ever believe my story. Nobody will ever believe my song.
Calling all rockets, calling all balloons, calling all radar blips, calling, 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 show your slippery saucers. Calling, do you understand how badly we need spacemen? But fairy tales don't give interviews, and facts are just no match for the science of persistent rumor. What could be lonely as a planet, afloat in cold, dark nothing? Distant stars stare like ice, like solitude. What keeps us from collapsing in despair? Why don't we die from the loneliness of stars? Orphan accidents, abandoned with the hands of no companion, piss in the abyss. Little men from outer space keep us going. Because faith is the gift of believing in that for which there is no shred of evidence. Calling all life, calling all spirit, calling all hopes and dreams, calling all wise and gentle beings, we know you hover in orbs about the planet. Calling all sage and guardian spirits, we feel you always wishing for us. We wish for you. Calling, calling all forms of life as we know it. Calling, 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 calling.
The part I most enjoyed was the silent boy. Stars like diamonds, darkness war. It's the fastest way. Blast off on Saturday. Get packed the Friday before.
Nobody will ever believe my story. Nobody will ever believe my song.
I want to tell you about the funky alien with his wiggy space jive. Interplanetary, dig the saucer he drives.
Nobody will ever believe my story. Nobody will ever believe my song.